Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mitz.
Oh, yeah.
You are now entering
the MegaCast.
Woo! Ted, we're back.
We are back.
I can't believe it.
It's amazing.
I almost went home today. I wasn't even sure if we were doing a podcast.
I know. Well, it's been 2 weeks and then I showed up late.
Oh, well, you had the worst Uber ride from hell.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. My house is like 6 minutes from here in a car, and it took like 15 minutes. Just every stoplight we get hit, we hit, and like never take Broadway.
What's Uber riding right now in the COVID world like? Does the driver have a mask on?
The drivers have masks on. A lot of them have like plastic up in between.
Gotcha. Okay.
So
yeah, I was just thinking about that the other day because sometimes, you know, I'm like driving around, I look over and you see somebody driving in their car by themselves with a mask on. And my first thought is, what's wrong with you? But then I'm like, oh, they might be an Uber driver and they just forgot to take their mask off, or they just don't feel like taking their mask off.
Yeah, I'm with you because you see it all the time. And it's kind of like, if you're in a car alone, there's no real reason.
Right. It was like even yesterday we were walking Lulu and Tatum around not our house development, but in our neighborhood. Like we cross the street and go into this other development and stuff. It's a little bit bigger. And there's like these kids playing in front of this house, and the dad's doing yard work. The dad is probably at minimum 20 feet away from the front, like from the front sidewalk. So he's not that close, but he's doing yard work with the mask on. And we're both like, I mean, who don't you trust? Your own children? Like, they're. I don't know. Like, the mask stuff, I don't know what's right and what's wrong anymore.
I mean, look, I wear the mask. You're supposed to wear the mask, right? Like, I probably wear it more here at work than...
Than some.
But also, I'm with you. You're outside doing lawn work on your own lawn. Like, I think you're fine.
Well, yeah, a couple weeks ago, my voice was shot, so we couldn't do a podcast. I couldn't.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was like,
I blew my voice out snoring. It's the most old man reason ever. I have no other excuse for it. Like, I was healthy. Everything felt good. It was Friday night. I was so tired. And when I'm tired, I snore. Like, I snore hard. Well, my wife said you were snoring like crazy, and the window was open. I think between the allergies.
Allergies have been bad the last few weeks.
The dust in our development right now, because they're building a house like right behind ours.
All right.
Between those two things, like kicking in and the window being open and me snoring like a beast, I lost my voice that weekend. And it took until like Thursday until it started coming back being normal again. And last week you were gone. It's been so long since I've seen you. I'm now vaccinated, Ted.
Are you?
I mean, life is different.
I got one shot.
Oh, I did. I'm part of the exclusive elite club that can no longer get shots anymore.
I had scheduled a J&J, as we call it, the one hitter quitter.
Yep.
And then yesterday,
one shot club.
Yesterday morning when I woke up at like 8, they were like, "You still have an appointment, but now it's Pfizer."
Oh, so you were planning on getting that one?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
My mom got it like a month ago.
I got it about a week and a half ago.
Yeah,
and
I had a buddy get it on Friday.
It was crazy because like. On the website, everyone, like Danny was just checking out of curiosity. He goes, "Hey, are you close to this CVS in Tacoma?" I'm like, "That's not that far." He goes, "You could get a Johnson & Johnson shot because I already had it scheduled to get a Pfizer one.
All right.
And I'm like, "Well, I'm canceling the Pfizer one. I'm getting the Johnson & Johnson. I want to be one and done." That's awesome. I go there and it's a Target. It's the CVS inside the Target. So I walk in, I go to the pharmacy. They're like, "Oh, no, go back to the front. Talk to the greeter." I'm like, "What, the greeter's giving out shots?"
Yeah, why not?
They had the greeter, and then they had a woman sitting at the desk that just said vaccines. And I'm like, "Hey, I'm here for mine." She writes my info down and all that. All right, go walk straight, look for the signs. They're giving the Johnson & Johnson shot in the men's dressing room.
What?
I went in, I got my shot in the dressing room.
That's awesome.
It was so funny. I'm like looking at the lady about to give me it. I'm like, "Is this like the weirdest place you've ever had to like give somebody a shot?" She's like, "Oh yeah, this is very odd."
Yeah. I mean, so I've done some of the tests through like the other services, but mainly I go City of Seattle.
Right.
So I feel like all of COVID, all I've dealt with is firemen.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine was just like a nurse lady. But yeah, there's a line.
Yeah, my mom got it. And the thing is, too, is people are so ridiculous. You had 6 blood clots out of 6.5 million doses.
Look, don't get me wrong.
That percentage is so low.
And you have a better shot of getting hit by lightning, is what everybody's saying.
Right.
And they're not, but I'll be honest, Ted. Like, I woke up that morning and I saw like my alert on my phone that says, "Johnson & Johnson vaccine on pause." And I'm like, "You have got to be kidding me."
Oh, yeah.
Before I read the article. And then I'm hearing blood clots, and I'm like, "Do I have blood clots? I don't even know if I have all these tattoos. I don't know if I would tell. Like, how do I know if I have a blood clot?" Like, you start getting in your head, then you start reading more.
You look a little clotty.
Oh, crap. I thought I did. I woke up this morning feeling kind of clotty. And then you read, it's like six women. For all you know, they have it's like, man, like even my wife, she's like, at first I read that and I got really worried for you. And then I started reading more of the article and she's like, I realized that, well, you're not in that. You're really not what they're even like, even if that six people out of what 6 million have reasons to be concerned, like you're not even in that demo. You're not a female. Right. And there's you're not in that age range.
And then you get all the people being like, I told you. And it's like, right. So you didn't believe in COVID. which was a much higher percentage chance of you catching it. Now you don't believe in this, and there's almost zero chance of that happening to you. Like it's zero. It's like 0.00000 like 6 cents.
We are very selective in what health risks we're worried about.
Oh, don't even get me started
on both sides. Yeah. It's insane. Like it's like when you hear people getting so worked up, but then something that's kind of apples to apples. I mean, it's not really, but close enough. Now that's an issue. And it's like, okay, come on. Where's the consistency? Or is it just because of what political affiliation you have? You're only going to, you're extreme on that side no matter what.
It was funny. I got in there and the guy's like, you had a vaccine? Or I was like, yeah, like I literally got the flu shot, my tetanus shot, like in February or January.
Man, you're
like,
all doped up.
I know. He was like, oh, all right. So you're good. I was like, yep, hit me.
Oh, but then there's that like weird.
It was a little sore. Like it's still a little sore today. But I mean, I went to the gym and worked out. Like it was nothing terrible.
Yeah, that day I got it. I had a bunch of stuff to do, so I ended up not going to the gym. My arm, the needle. I don't like getting poked with needles, which is funny with all these tattoos. Like you're so not even looking, and I'm like, I don't want to watch.
Whereas I don't mind needles at all, but I am terrified to get a tattoo.
So funny, yeah. And it was annoying. The shot, like pain wise, not like excruciating. But I was like, oh, no. I hate shots, but whatever. My arm never got super dead. It was like tender.
Yeah.
But bro, that night. So it's like almost like you feel like you've been like injected with some kind of like bomb and you're just waiting for it to go off. Cause you read all these stories on the internet. Like I had the three worst days of my life on the Johnson & Johnson. I'd felt nothing on the Johnson & Johnson. So I'm like, I wonder what's going to happen to me. And everything's feeling fine. Got home, mowed the lawn, vacuumed around the house. Oh, I love mowing the lawn. You and me were just talking all about that. Everything's going good. And we're just about to put Tatum down to go to bed. And I'm glad it happened around that time because up until then, I was completely fine. Right when we put her to bed, I got hit with the worst headache I've ever felt in my entire life.
Yeah.
It was excruciating to the point where Sid even goes, why don't you just go straight to bed? I'm like, well, I don't want to miss out on snack time. Like we always have popcorn.
I respect that. Right. Worst headache of my life, but I ain't skipping snack time. Gonna do it,
dude. Tatum's just like me. She bit her tongue. You could tell she bit her tongue or her cheek. She's crying bloody murder, and we're like, oh, poor baby. And as she's crying bloody murder, she's still grabbing food and putting it in her mouth and eating it. I'm like, my girl. Yeah, I'm like, we get popcorn, man. Shout out to Smith's Family Popcorn. Thank you for that Tuscan joy.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious.
Actually, I just finally had it, too.
Yeah.
That is good stuff.
It's great.
Yeah, and I had their new flavor, salt and vinegar.
They got a salt and vinegar?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bro.
I mean,
I'm not mad at you.
Yeah. I don't know if it is any better, but I was like, I can eat bags of this because it's like healthier than chips. And you know that size of that bag? Steve, I opened that thing on like a Tuesday night, Wednesday afternoon, gone.
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh,
I need to try the salt and vinegar. I love salt and vinegar everything.
My cousin Pat doesn't even drink anymore. And he was like, this is the ideal beer drinking snack. And I was like, you're goddamn right it is.
I love salt and vinegar chips.
Yeah, everything's salt and vinegar. Yeah. Salt and vinegar, almonds. Oh.
You know what?
About it. Cover me in salt and vinegar.
I'd lick you up. I'm vaccinated. I can.
All right. So you don't skip snack time.
Right. Oh, I couldn't keep my eyes open the whole time. And mind you, Joe from our show got the same one the day before, and he didn't come into work that next day.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I couldn't handle it. Then I talked to him the next day because I was like, if I'm like this in the morning, I can't drive. I couldn't keep my eyes open. My head hurt that bad. Like it was, really, right. And I didn't want to take any ibuprofen because I read like, hey, you can, but you really should let this vaccine do what it's supposed to do and not try and like throw it. It's supposed to like, you know, fight things off. So I was like, all right, I'm going to just battle through it. Wake up the next morning. The headache was kind of crappy, but it wasn't awful. I was like, okay, I could go to work. And I saw Joe and I'm like, Joe, did you get a headache? He's like, that's why I didn't come to work. Well, he got his vaccine later in the day. So his headache hit him when he woke up that morning.
That morning.
And I was like, yeah, man, there's not a chance in hell I would have went to work with that headache. It was red rotten.
And that's also just how vaccines are. Everybody's makeup is different. Like I said, like some people, like I know 10 people that got the J&J and they were fine.
Mm-hmm.
I know about five others that are saying what you're saying. Like I had a brutal headache.
Yeah. Other than that, though, that next day I went to the gym and worked out. I licked the dumbbells. I felt confident in doing that. Like I'm just licking everything now. It's a licking machine, Ted.
All right, I got a gym question for you.
Okay.
Now, as a shorter dude, I'm always jealous of taller people, right? But there is a dude in my gym, and it was just me and him.
Well, why are you jealous of taller people at the gym?
Just in general.
Oh, in general. Okay, okay, yeah. Okay. I get you.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen all the memes.
Right. No, I understand. I've been to concerts.
Right.
I've lowered myself to see what's up, and I get it.
I mean, I can't tell you how many people I meet go, thought you'd be taller. Like, oh. I thought I'd be taller when I met my parents. So this taller dude, I've seen him, for whatever reason, you know, sometimes you just sync up. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times at the gym, when I'm in there in the morning, it's just me and him.
Right.
So like, he's cool. Like, even when I came today, he's like, oh yeah, you can go over to that spot. I'll move over here.
Nice.
But he's a taller dude, super fit. But I was watching him do burpees, and I was like, ooh, that's a bad time to be tall.
Dude, that is funny you say that, because Sid just brought that up with me, because I went and did, I'm not becoming a CrossFit guy, but it was friends and family.
All right.
I don't want, you know, I mean, I'm part vegan, part CrossFitter now, I guess. No, the Herb CrossFit gym.
Eating Tuscan Joy popcorn. Is that, I mean, I guess I'm part vegan, too. That stuff's delicious, Steve.
They did a friends and family thing once a year, and so Sid was like, would you want to come? I'm like, yeah, I could do it this time. Last time I can't remember why, I think I injured my knee, and I was like, I don't even want to risk it. I don't know what you guys do with this CrossFit, but I hear it's pretty crazy. So they did the deck of cards thing, and I don't know if you've ever done something like that. You have a deck of cards. Each suit represents a different workout. You have different modifications of workouts. So like, let's just say the hearts. If you land on any hearts, you could either do push-ups, planks, or burpees.
So all right.
10 of hearts, and you have to like, as soon as you finish them, you flip another card, and you try and do it within a certain amount of time. So, like, you hit 10 of hearts, you do 10 burpees. Or if you're feeling a little less crazy, do 10 push-ups. Or if you're not really feeling any of those, 10, I think it's like 10 seconds of planking or something like that.
All right.
So we're doing all that, and at first I was like, and then, like, you know, spades would be like sit-ups or whatever.
Squats.
Yeah. Everything's a little bit something different.
Yeah.
So by the time you're done with the workout, and then the jokers were a bunch of jump rope, which was killing me.
I was going to say, if you haven't jump roped in forever, a minute of jump rope is brutal.
And like, I think you had to do it 100 jumps.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what they had. And when you don't do it well, like, I'm a double jump before I get the rope over my feet. So I'm like, ba, 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 ba. And they're like trying to do it, like, do it just one. Doom, doom.
Yeah.
So I had to like squat to try and time it. Like, they showed me a good technique to do it. I've never done it that way. So I was kind of pumped, but it killed me. So I'm doing the burpees, and after a couple of the cards where it landed on burpees, I'm like, yes, this, I'm doing push-ups. And Sid's like, well, why don't you do it this way? And then she's like, you know, it's probably because of how tall you are. It's just a lot of momentum going down. I'm like, yeah, I could do like 10 burpees and then do a bunch of other stuff and come back and do 10 more. I can't do 25 burpees like within 30 seconds. I'm sorry. It's not
happening. I was just watching how far his legs had to go out and come back, and I was like, huh. All right, I get vantage short people.
So that's kind of funny because Sid just recently brought that up. It was like, I was never more sore after doing that workout. The deck of cards is no joke.
Yeah, the CrossFit thing's so weird. Like, is it gets a rap as being very cultish, right?
Mm-hmm.
But with that said, when I did it years ago, and I only did it for a couple of months, it is a very, like, encouraging environment.
Great people.
Right? Like,
yeah.
People are fired up and, like, there's no like, oh, should I not be here or not? Like, once you're there, they're like, they're going to help you. They're going to assist you. Now, certain people will argue some of the stuff shouldn't be done, but like, I don't know any of that. I'm just saying, like, yeah, it's a great workout. And I always like that you're done.
Yep.
What's it like, 45 minutes? Like, you warm up, there's like, you know, a certain amount of intensity, and then it's over.
Yeah. Yeah. It was about, I think after all of a sudden done, it was like a 45 minute class. And
did you have to do any wall ball?
No, all we did was the deck of cards.
All
and the best part is,
I didn't know if they put wall ball in there.
Nope. It was just like sit ups. Burpee or like push up burpee, some kind of variant of that, squats, and then a kettlebell
swing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So those were the four things. And then,
I never got the kettlebell swings in 2 months. I would always have bruises on the back of my wrist because I would flip. I don't know what I was doing.
Oh, I'm trying to like get them fully through my legs and almost like my head through my legs too. Like that. I'm improper
form. Swings. Yeah. But I'm saying like sometimes when you do it with the one hand, you got to flip it over. I'd always be like, this is killing me.
So anyway, that's funny you bring that up because I was like, okay, yeah, I know exactly
because
what you're talking
about. Because the dude is super fit, but I was just watching, and I was like, that looks painful when he pumps out 10 of those.
And I was making the problem, I don't know how you do it, but like I usually go down, then do a push-up, pop back up, and then jump. Whereas everyone else is like, go down and dip, pull, pop, and then jump, like more fluid.
Yeah.
So my and Sid's like, maybe you do it that way because of your height. I'm like, I don't know how else to do it. And she's like, well, you're killing all momentum, so that's why it's killing you.
It's so hard to change stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Like, for whatever reason, like if I golf, everything goes left.
Yep.
Right? Even when I kick a soccer ball, it always kind of tails left.
Even if you try and compensate for it?
Yes. Certain lifts where your foot's supposed to go out straight, and I always end up like pigeon-toed. It's like, I gotta like step way out to the right to kind of adjust it.
It's like that in wrestling. Like, we have a thing, like, it's one of the things you do, like, every time we train, you do different rolls. Forward rolls, backwards rolls, and then there are the three-quarter rolls, and those are like, you lead with one arm.
All right.
So, like, if you're going down, like, you kind of lead with your left or your right, and you roll through. And then you're trying to go, like, a straight line and come back up on your feet, like in a fighter stance.
All right.
My left rolls are totally fine. My right ones always veer off, like, too far. So then I try and compensate where I'm, like, looking almost away from the part, trying to end up in the right spot. And I still don't end up in the right spot. I'm like, I give up.
It's tough, man.
Yeah.
That's why when you see like a pro athlete, like a quarterback or somebody that changes their throwing motion or Markel Fultz, right? The played at Washington, played at DeMatha. He was famous when he got to the NBA. His shot was broken.
Right.
It's like, do you know how hard it is at that point in his career to change his shot? Now he did. He's still playing for the Magic, but it's like, right.
That muscle memory that he's created.
And you know what I mean? That's why you always tell little kids when you're coaching, I'm like, let's not start bad habits now.
It's so true. I'm trying to think, like, even something as simple as, like, you know, running. I can't run. I'm too flat-footed. Like, you know, I'm not good on the balls of my feet.
All right. Then we'll stop gym talk.
Okay,
but I got a weird one for you.
All right.
I've noticed lately when I'm walking into work, I'm walking like an old man. Like, my gait is different. I can't figure it out, right? And then today I realized, like, sometimes we do, like, these cardio spikes in between the lifting. But it's at 4.2, which is about as fast as I can walk, right?
Uh-huh.
And I realized that's what's happened. I'm getting so used to, like, trying to keep up with the treadmill.
So when you walk,
I'm like, God damn it, Ted.
You're shuffling?
Like, I, like, walk like a human.
Yeah, anything over 4, I don't want to walk.
Oh,
I'd rather run that.
But that's for a minute, 4.2. Then it's down for a minute, then back up.
Are you on an incline?
No, that's flat. That thing's flat. But Steve, I mean, my heart is racing.
Well, mine would be too.
Yeah, these little legs can only move so fast.
Ted Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
The weather is getting nicer out there. All right. And it's been a long year. It's been hard on everybody. But you could still be nice to people.
Yes!
Now, don't get me wrong. You get frustrated. I was frustrated this morning. You know what I didn't do? Be mean to the guy. Right? Like, at the end of the day, that's the route he takes. Whatever. But, like, sometimes you see people, and they take out their frustrations on, you know, a poor fast food worker or the greeter at the Target where you're getting your shot. And it's like, look, I know you're frustrated, right? It could be the kids. Could be your husband. Might just be your job. Who knows? Maybe in life, but like, find something. Maybe just as simple, like, for me, I'm a walker. Mm-hmm. If I'm real fired up, Steve, I guarantee you how many times I've called him on the phone real fired up, and I am walking.
Or pacing his apartment.
Yes. Right? Like, figure out a way to kind of get that stuff out instead of taking that aggression out on somebody else. Because, like, in the moment, it feels like you're getting over, like you're hurting them, but you're really just hurting yourself.
It's like that whole, like, old, I always joke about, like, that moment when you used to play video game. Why are we doing the good, the bad, and the ugly?
I was about to say, is this a Modelo ad?
Don't yell at people.
Use for the Modelo.
Yes. Drink beer.
Right, what do they always say? Like, oh, what's their tagline? Ted Smith started out in College Park, Maryland. Never knew he'd be brought to Seattle, to the wilds of rock radio.
Ends up in an Uber, where the Uber driver decides to take his own route. Doesn't listen to D. Ted Smith. Ted had two choices. He hit a fork in the road. He could yell at that guy, tell him that he's a stupid mother effer, or he could bite his tongue and choose to be nice.
The fighter spirit. Modelo. I wondered where that Modelo song came from. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's the good, the bad, and the ugly. Ecstasy of Gold. It's that Metallica, I think, would come out to this song.
All right.
That is so funny. When you started playing that, I was like, this feels good.
I know. I like that one. It's a nice little... Isn't that what they say, the fighter spirit? You don't watch enough fights, so you're not inundated with those.
I watch lots of fights. I watch WWE, I watch AEW, and sometimes Impact.
Steve, by the way, there was free UFC fights on last Saturday.
I heard.
Yeah, I may have had some beers. there was nobody at my house, right? And I got real fired up. And like somebody called me and they're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, jab. What? Watching fights. This man's got to use his jab. And they're like, what are you all fired up about? I'm like, I don't know. It's sunny outside now. Like, there's free fights. I'm just excited on a Saturday.
Dude, it was like this weekend watching WrestleMania. They had 25,000 people there. And I did not think the minute they showed the crowd and they welcomed everyone to WrestleMania and wrestlers are on like the stage, like by the catwalk and tears in their eyes. Like, you could just tell they're feeling that moment. Like, finally we get to not wrestle in front of like fake monitors of fans, you know, and fake, you know, fans basically in the Thunderdome. And man, when you saw the people in the background, you saw the emotion of the wrestlers, I was getting goosebumps. I'm like, man, I didn't know I missed this as much as I thought I would.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And then they go to the next on Monday Night Raw, they're back to, you know.
I mean, look, I won't lie. Like, we've still been doing our jobs, but I miss going to concerts and,
yep,
like, say, doing a stage announcement and meeting listeners.
Dude, I just think about, like, those first events when we get back to whatever normal will be. Like, yeah, that first Defy Wrestling show where I'm ring announcing and I get to come out and see that fan base again.
Yeah.
That's going to be that first time I get to actually wrestle in front of people again. Like, I just got booked in Spokane in June, so fingers crossed.
Ooh.
I know.
Steve Miggs returns to Spokane.
That's right.
Woo.
Just get the party bus for this.
I know three managers that'll go over with you.
I tell all the guys that are coming from Seattle, I'm like, hey guys, I got us a party bus, but I have three managers, so we got to divvy these guys up.
Right? I was like, do me, Jay, or Munson know anything about professional wrestling?
They don't need to.
Right. We probably know. We know as much about wrestling as I did about hockey when I started. Right.
And look what happens. I mean, the only thing is, we're not just going there and coming back in the same night. We're staying the night. And just be prepared. We're going to get really wasted.
Right. Oh, yeah. My managers are going to be wasted on the way over.
They might be drunk coming out to the ring with you. It's going to be awesome. Don't worry. You're in good hands. Dude, speaking of wasted in wrestling, so like WrestleMania was going on. And a lot of wrestlers do like these meet and greets and these conventions. And now granted, things weren't as crazy as they usually would be because of COVID, but there were still conventions going on in like hotels.
All right.
And there's a woman by the name of Lacey Von Erich. You saw it.
Yes. I somehow stumbled upon the thread of her going around with the Modellos.
Oh, you must have saw my buddy Josh. He's the one who made the thread.
Okay. And I don't know who her family is, but okay, when she just goes, okay, well, yeah, all my family's dead. I was like,
God. I've got some of that audio. So, yeah, shout out to my buddy XIM Hollywood X. That's his Twitter handle if you want to find
the
thread.
That's the thread I saw.
Yeah, Josh. He's a good dude. He goes to a lot of the Defy shows.
All right, cool.
Yeah, awesome dude. He's like, I have got to share this with everybody. I was watching this and I could not pull myself away from it. And pretty much what you said. So there's one clip where I don't know if you saw her talking to Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Now, Ricky in the 80s was as big of a star as they can be. Not Hulk Hogan star, but pretty damn close. Like, he was like a B+, A- level. If Hulk Hogan's an A, Roddy Piper maybe is an A-. Ricky Steamboat, A-.
All right.
Like, big name. So she just goes up to him drunk and starts calling him like Cleveland Steamer and Ricky Steamboat and all the... here, just listen.
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. I asked if you were also Ricky the Cleveland Steamer, but I think it's different.
Again, this is like an older guy too. Like, he's like, like 70, maybe late 60s. Looks great, but I don't know if this is necessarily what he wants to do, is talk to a drunk woman that's saying, I thought your name was Ricky the Cleveland Steamer.
And I like that your buddy like put in the thread of like, she offers them to people and there is he said like there's 36 of them in her cooler and I've watched her drink like four already. Like, that was my favorite part of the thread, was that he kept you up to date on how drunk she was getting.
Wrong show.
Cleveland guy is not me.
Do you know what the Cleveland Steamer is?
No.
It's when someone takes a dump on your chest. Let's see what Ricky thinks about that.
You mean an actual dump?
Yeah, if someone takes a dump on your chest, called Cleveland Steamer. You mean you didn't know that?
I did not know it. And my next question is, do people enjoy that?
Ew, who would enjoy that? What's wrong with you, Ricky? Sick.
How did it come about this?
I don't know. I think people are like, I think maybe R. Kelly probably invented it.
Who's R. Kelly?
He's a rapper that took...
Who is R. Kelly? I mean, that's a fair question out of him.
Poops on, pees on all the girls.
Oh,
that really happened.
Yeah. Well,
He's like, all right. That's
I saw
cool.
the one. Who's the dude that was in? That's in the NWO shirt.
Oh, that was not Scott Hall. Kevin Nash. And she's like, did you ever wrestle with them? And she got it confused with like a promotion, MLW.
Well, and she has her own promotion, correct?
I have no idea what the hell she's doing, to be honest all with right. you. Like,
she, and who's okay. her family?
So Lacey Von Erich is part of the Von Erich family. Now, I know you've watched some of those Dark Side of the Rings. If you ever really want to be sad.
Steve, I was just about to say, like, I tried again a couple weeks ago to watch it. They are so depressing.
They need to make, like, as Jim Cornette joked about, they need to make the happy side of the ring. Because some of them are great. They're interesting. Like, the guy that did a bunch of blow, granted, he died at the end. But, like, it was an epic story about a promoter that did a bunch of coke. It wasn't super depressing, and you kind of felt bad. Well, of course, you feel bad for the guy, but the Von Erich story is one of the most tragic stories. As a kid growing up, I loved the Von Erichs. I was watching their like Mid-South world-class championship wrestling was like their main thing. They wrestled in like Texas at a big venue there that was apparently not as big as I thought, but as a kid, I thought it was like this big place, and it was, I guess, like a dump in real life, but whatever. So her dad is Kerry Von Erich, who ended up being the WWF for a minute, called the Texas Tornado.
All right.
So he was probably like the one with the most uptick. Like, he was good looking, great body, great wrestler. People loved him. But his whole family was just, I mean, it was like a black cloud over them. His brother died, got electrocuted. Another one of his brothers killed himself. I think actually there was a couple of suicides. He ended up dying as well, I think from alcohol or drugs, if I remember correctly. Like, it's just a tragic, tragic story. Like, of all the family, the only ones left is one brother by the name of Kevin Von Erich, and he lives in, like, Hawaii. His sons are now wrestling. But it's a tragic story. So her dad's one of the Von Erichs that died.
All right.
And so she's walking around, she runs into Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man.
Right.
Who's wearing a WWE shirt, and she just walks up to him, and you referenced it. And honestly, though, you just need to hear. I wish, go and watch it if you can find it on Twitter, because the look on Ted DiBiase's face when she says what she says, I mean, he goes from happy to just straight up, I don't even know how to react to this.
Yeah.
Hey. He has a WWE shirt on. My family helped you with that company. What do you think about that?
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, but then they all died. So great job, WWE.
And that's it.
Yeah. That was one of the awkward ones. Well, right, I mean, you're signing autographs, an attractive blonde woman comes up drinking a beer, like, you're like, yeah, hey, this is the kind of fan base I'm looking for. And my family died. Like, Jesus, man.
Yeah, but then they all died. So great job, WWE.
And she kept using that quote unquote joke throughout like the other interviews. And like it never got a laugh because it's really sad.
Right. That's what I couldn't. Was she trying to prove a point that wrestling's bad, but then she has a wrestling promotion? That was what I was confused about.
I think she was just drunk and maybe just thought this would be like a good zinger. But I think that also by getting drunk, maybe there's like a dark. The darkness comes out.
Yeah.
But I was like, that was pretty intense to see. The whole thread is just nuts.
It is. And people need to understand, every time she does this, she has a fresh can of beer.
Crushing them.
Yeah.
Just crushing beers.
Which I kind of respect.
Yeah. You know, I know we're pretty much backed up against the clock, so we won't take a break. So
all right.
Why don't we just jump into...
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports.
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people, great popcorn.
Gonzaga, do you want to talk?
Oh.
You guys all right over there in Spokane?
Oh.
Ooh, that was bad.
Yeah.
And that game Saturday night before Easter, the Final Four, was one of the best college basketball games I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, they went from the high of highs to I think that was their championship game, and they just didn't have anything left in the tank.
Yeah, I mean, Baylor just beat them up in that championship game. And I had that day off. I had leftover pizza, Steve. I got beers cracked. I got a bunch of Smith Family popcorn. Like, I am fired up for this event, right?
Right.
my buddy Party Boy, we're going to hop on the Zoom and watch it together. Then it tipped off and it was over.
Oh, that's rough.
We know that pain. We've been in Spokane when they've lost in what, like the Final Four or something.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. We were there. You're absolutely right. We were watching those games.
Right, so we've seen, but I'm just like, oh, Gonzaga. That was, and I never really cheer for him just because DeMatha has a beef with Gonzaga High School. And I know this Gonzaga is completely different. But this year I was like, you know what? Cheering for the Zags. Like, I go to Spokane, met some nice people there, met some crazy people there.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I said to my buddy, I go, I can hear the hush at Fast Eddie's right now.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right, man. Oh, and like I love the clip of Adam Morrison doing the play-by-play, the color commentary on the radio when they won.
Yeah.
And the emotion, you're just like, oh, I can't wait for that audio clip to show up again because here's an alum that had his heart broken when he was the star player for the team. Here's a chance for redemption. Nope.
I mean, the only thing I could say is the Mike Tyson quote, right?
Yes.
Everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the face.
They got punched quick.
Yeah, Baylor punched him, never eased up.
Baylor's just like world beaters. And I'm not even like a college basketball guy. I'm watching this. I'm like, this is a tale of two different teams.
It is. And honestly, like, and they were supposed to play early in the year. Something happened with COVID. Mm-hmm. And credit to Gonzaga. They went out and played all the games they could. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that was brutal. And Baylor's just that good. Now, good news.
Yes.
Sounders FC, back in action Friday.
And everything's okay now with the season ticket stuff. They had like a little bit of a debacle, and I saw that they apologized for it.
I would say it's okay, Steve. It was a complete debacle.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Sorry, I didn't mean to add more poop to this good news.
You have no idea how frustrated I was yesterday.
Oh, I saw a lot of my friends that are season ticket holders that really didn't hold back their feelings on social media.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what, like you're a season ticket holder, but you don't get the tickets that you usually are getting?
Correct. Supposedly, like the way things are moving by like June, your season ticket package will come into play.
Got you.
But this one was like...
Oh, because of limited seating.
Right. But also, like, it just... It was very... I didn't know how they were going to do... Remember, we talked about this a couple weeks ago on here. It's the same thing we've talked about with festivals. Like, I don't know how you tell certain people that have already paid, you can't go, but yeah, you can. So they had this whole idea. It was a cluster F. I mean, I was on for like an hour before I got my shot.
Uh-huh.
Then got kicked off, then was on for 2 hours, get in there, there's no tickets available. Finally got in and bought two of the cheapest tickets I could find, because I didn't realize that I also had credits from the year before. So then I went to checkout, it's like, oh, it's free. And I'm like, I would have bought better tickets. But either way, it'll be fun to see the boys play in a real match.
So is this Friday?
Yeah, Friday night.
Damn.
Yeah.
At Lumen Field?
Yep, 6:30.
Did you get the new jersey, the Jimi Hendrix jersey?
I did not.
I like it.
It's awesome.
At first I was like, and then I kept looking at it. I'm like, I like this.
It is awesome.
Yeah.
It's really cool. A lot of people in radio who have been got one.
I thought of you. I ain't going to lie.
You know how many people have asked me?
Everybody said to get one.
Why didn't you? And I was like, I don't want to get into it.
Not getting one. But like,
I've been banging that drum since 2009.
Right. Like, look, I ain't going to lie. It's a very minimal thing to be mad about, but at times it can be bitter.
Yeah.
I'm still a little salty at the Seattle Kraken because they don't follow me on social media. And I've been banging the hockey drum forever.
I mean, literally, a mutual friend of ours goes, why didn't you get one? I said, I'll tell you why. Because I'm not on a morning show and my name's not on a show.
Well, I'm on a morning show. My name is on a show and I didn't get no jersey.
Yeah, well, other sports teams sent you stuff. That was a salty moment, too. I was like, Miles, what's all that? He had three bags, so he's like, don't worry, none of it's for us. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, the Mariners thing?
Yes!
Do you like a bobblehead?
I tell you what, I tried on that shirt, doesn't fit.
I did too, doesn't fit.
That thing, how is that an XL, Mariners?
Right? I thought for sure, I was like, I'll put it on, I'll be swimming in it. I can't even button it.
All right, that makes sense, because I tried
a woman's large, or a woman's extra large.
I saw it in your bag, I was like, screw it, I gotta try this on. And I mean, I could barely get it around my boobs.
No, dude, I tried to put it on for a picture. I'm like, it's not flattering, not putting this on.
Now, with that said, I do love the Jimi Hendrix jersey. It looks super cool. But for whatever reason, over the years, like I've gotten out of wearing jerseys to games. Like I wear a jersey. Like if I watch a game at home, I put on a jersey all the time.
That's funny. I won't wear a jersey unless I'm going to a game.
Yeah. You know what it is? I got too into like supporter culture from like England and stuff.
Oh.
I realized like none of the real support. You wear team colors. You wear your. I always have my scarf with me. But
yeah,
I'm just,
yeah, lime green turtleneck on or something like that.
Jesus, man. No, I got on my fresh Burberry and So anyhow, but yeah, I did end up scoring a couple tickets. So I'm going to go down Friday night.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
And then, what was I going to say? We got the second F1 race of the year coming up Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. So there's stuff happening. Mariners, they're playing.
Yeah, it was weird watching the game yesterday. I'm like, nice, doing good. And like, now we're going. I'm like, this is the eighth inning. I forgot that with the way the COVID thing is, that if you do extra innings in a doubleheader, they only do 7 innings. And doubleheaders.
Also, keep that rule. I don't know if they are or not, but if you're going to have a doubleheader, just make them 7 innings apiece. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need to play 8. I've seen a lot of ex-players like, we don't need to play a full 9 innings for both games.
That's a long day.
Yes.
I remember when I was a kid, like, it was almost like you had 2 different teams, though, playing. But obviously, that's different now.
Right, but I mean, you remember playing Little League, right? You get a break, you eat some orange slices and a sandwich, hopefully with no crust.
Yeah.
Unless mom screw up again.
Friggin' mom. Hey, before we go, it has nothing to do with sports, but I wanted to give a shout out. I know he doesn't listen to this, but he's a friend of ours. We've had him on our podcast before, Bert Kreischer.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you saw the exciting news.
I did.
They're turning the story about the machine into a movie.
And he's got the Star Wars dude in it.
Mark Hamill's playing his dad. And I thought, well, I don't remember the dad being a big part of the story. But the movie is going to pick up current time. So it's like 20 years later, after he was a part of a study abroad thing in Russia where he inadvertently ended up partying with Russian mobsters and robbed the train. Well, now the people that he wronged are coming for him 20 years later, and that's what the movie's and he's with his dad. Sounds amazing.
By the way, I love Bert, but at no point did I believe he was going to rehab.
Oh, that's right, because that's what he was saying.
Yeah, he's like, this person's going to fill in while I'm in rehab, and it's like, I feel like that's a serious thing. You can just tell by the tone. I'm like, that's not real.
No, and you know, we have audio evidence that this man enjoys being wasted, because we once had him on our podcast.
Yeah.
And I do want to play this clip real quick before we go. This was a moment when, it was after Bert's comedy show at the Parlor, back when the Parlor was around. And Ted and I had been drinking and crushing vodka sodas, I think, all night long and other things. What?
I was like, is this where I screw up the liquor?
I don't think so.
Oh, all right.
No, this is when I think it was you, me, Bert, and G. Scott. And we never mentioned him in the podcast title or anything like that, because we didn't want him to get in trouble, so please don't dime him out. But he was just hanging out, so we're like, come on the podcast with us. And at one point, Bert noticed that I was starting to fade, or at least visually, I looked like I was in rough shape.
This is what life should be, is this moment right here. We're so in the moment. You are so f***ed up. You are literally, I'm watching
very
you. I'm watching Bert. You figure out your eye, which one to use when you talk. and like, you just picked one. I love it. This is the best.
I'm
stop with
leave.
The one eye, Migs. You're freaking me out.
Uh-oh.
You're like, you look like Chris D'Elia.
Go to 13 coins.
I am so up right now.
No. Congratulations, Bert. And then there's also this great moment that involved the Ted Smith.
Am I allowed to ask who likes their bumhole?
Okay, that's not Ted. That's the G. Scott. But continue with your question, G.
Their bumhole. Touchstone.
Yes, you can ask.
Do you like that? Who?
No.
Like, there's 4 of us. Tell the truth. Who likes their bumhole? Touchstone.
I do. I do, and that's gone south with my wife. Because
there's a fine line.
What's your fine line, sir?
I'd say the first knuckle.
Oh, you like the Sacagawea exploration?
I'd say fine line.
God, I forgot how drunk we sounded.
I know. That one's good. And then wasn't I the one that goes, this tequila tastes weird? And
you get like, it's vodka.
It's vodka.
I couldn't find it on that clip. I think I have one more clip. I just grabbed a bunch. All right, one last clip. It's only 40 seconds, and then we'll be done.
Yeah. Can I do an impression? This is my impression of me asking my wife to put her finger in my ass. Okay?
All right.
This is my impression, right?
Here we go.
Here we go. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, hey. Put your finger in my
what?
Nothing.
I don't even know if we talked much in our own podcast. We were so faded.
Well, it was just surreal.
It was.
Yeah.
It was a great time. And that podcast is out there somewhere. If you look back, if you're new to the Megacast, just search for the one with Bert Kreischer.
Yeah.
And that's why I tell people apologies in advance.
And if you see Burke Kreischer, like, that's the same dude you're going to meet in person.
100%.
Yeah.
He's the nicest guy. That's why I wanted to bring it up and just give him some love because, I mean, it's insane to think that this crazy story that he once shared on, I think it was a stand-up joke, but he really shared on Joe Rogan's show, and then it became a monster story, and it's taken on a life of its own, and now to the point where it's going to be a motion picture, a major motion picture where Luke Skywalker is playing his father, which is hilarious.
What did I say? The Star Wars dude?
The Star Wars dude, exactly. All right, Ted, I know you got work to do.
Yeah, man.
I think we're back next week.
I'll be here.
I assume I will be too, unless... Unless the shot doesn't go too well.
Let's not blow out our voice.
I'm going to try not to. It feels a little weak.
One question about the snoring.
Yeah.
Is that one of those next days you wake up and your mouth's all dry? Yes. It's been open the whole and your lips are chapped?
Yes.
Yeah, that's usually after a long night of boozing for me.
For me, it's if I don't get enough sleep and by Friday I crash hard.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much, it's no different. It's like blackout, pass out kind of a feeling.
Oh, God, man. Your throat's all like, I know that morning, like,
Yes.
Yeah.
And I couldn't shake it.
Yeah.
I was like, all the tea, all the usual tricks, new tricks that I learned on YouTube where you take a straw and you just hum.
Have you had throat coat?
Yes.
All right. That didn't work?
No. I went through like a whole box of that.
Can't stand the taste of that stuff.
Really? I like the taste.
It's weird to me.
It's like a lemony, it's like a lemon echinacea, but it has like a licorice-y taste.
That's why I don't like it.
Uh-huh. So no Jaeger bombs after the show. All right, Ted, it's good to see you.
Yeah, man.
Follow us on Twitter at the Megacast. Also follow if you want to watch all those really awkward videos of Lacey Von Erich just being drunk and saying awkward things to other wrestlers. Just go to @XIAmHollywoodX. That's Josh's Twitter page.
It's pretty interesting. That's funny that I watched it on my own. That's what I was like, oh, man, that thread was great.
It was a great thread. You don't have to be a wrestling fan to enjoy it. Like, honestly, if you're just a fan of a drunk, hot blonde girl, you'll love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, bye-bye.
See you, man.
Yeah, but then they all died. So great job, WWE.